5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcastuk. Just go to Indeed.com/podcastuk right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party!
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here, RyanSickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. All my fall dates are up on my website right now at RyanSickler.com. Get your tickets there. And thank you. Thank you for supporting this show, man. This is a newer show. You guys helped it premiere number one in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada. So thank you. Keep support. This is one you need to watch. All right. If you'd like to listen, this is one you want to watch. We're bringing life to these shows and going through everybody's Instagrams and childhoods and bringing those pictures up so you can see what these people were like before they became who they are. And I'm very excited to have this guest on here, ladies and gentlemen, in the way back with me. Welcome, Lunell. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about anything, right there, promote it all, Lunell, please.
Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club. I'm a resident, the only black female with a comedy residency in Las Vegas. Come see me every Sunday and Monday night at 9:30 p.m. You can go on kimmelscomedyclub.com for tickets. Watch me on season 1, 2, and 3 of Hacks on HBO Max. And season 4 is coming up. I really enjoy that. And you can go to heylunell.com, HEYLUENELL.com to get my tour dates because I might be coming to a city near you. That's all for now.
I love it.
That's all for now.
I got to say, like, I do like to think that I'm a student of the game of comedy. And I like to think, I know I'm ignorant, though. Are there any other black female comedians that have a residency anywhere? When you were saying that, you said Vegas, but I'm thinking, does anybody have one anywhere?
Well, because I don't know them all and don't know what's going on, like, in Chicago. And so I would say probably, but I don't know exactly who they are.
There got to be very few.
Well, who cares? Because I'm in Vegas.
You're the one.
And that's the right. shit right there.
That's right.
So, yeah, I'm the only black female comic in Vegas with a residency.
It's incredible.
Marsha Warfield is in Vegas, though.
Marsha, yeah.
Marsha is out there, and she's doing her thing. Legendary.
Yeah,
Night Court. But it is not, you know.
DC Cab, too.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
DC Cab.
Ooh,
see,
you
I
old.
Know. I'm all 51.
DC fucking
I know.
Cab. Good Lord.
DC Cab is one of my favorite moves. If you've never seen
God.
The line Gary Busey has is also one of my favorite lines when he's talking about getting a divorce. And he's like, I don't know what women are complaining about. They got half the money and all the pussy.
Well,
that's DC Cab.
You
I'll
must
never
be a
that.
Big Lebowski fan, too.
Yeah. Yep.
That was my poor husband's ex-husband's favorite movie. I said, this dumbass movie, that's his favorite fucking
that's
movie.
That's a great one.
That's stupid. He's crazy.
All right, well, let's get back in, because I know we all...
But by the way, you can't find 10 other black girls who know about the Big Lebowski. Okay, go on.
That's probably a damn good point.
It is true. I know white shit because I went to white schools, remember? With white people.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
Okay.
So you're from Arkansas originally. You're one of eight.
Yes.
And at
the baby of eight.
You're the baby of eight.
Mm-hmm.
And at 2 months old?
I was transported to Oakland, California.
Okay.
Where I was raised. But then we moved from Oakland to Castro Valley, California, white suburb, because they wanted to get me away from the drugs of Oakland. But they brought me to the better drugs of the suburbs. And then I got educated with more white people from elementary school to junior high school to high school to junior college to college.
And are you the only black girl in your class?
No, there's about three.
Three?
At that time, 77 is when I graduated.
And it's
don't do the fucking math on that either. Matter of fact, I'm lying. I graduated in 93. Class of 93. But,
I'm class of 91.
Class of 93. Okay.
That's why it sounds so familiar.
It's like, yeah, right.
Wait,
but,
yeah. So you're out in the suburbs. This is your whole elementary school. Your whole upbringing is out here in this white area.
Yes.
Man. And it's not very many black people out there at all.
No. We went, you know, through the whole, you know, I think I had petition to keep us out because my parents were hardworking, but they were affluent. My mother was a nurse at Highland Hospital in Oakland, and my father was the supervisor of custodians for Hayward Area Recreation and Park District. They made some money at that time. So when we moved to Castro Valley, we moved into a newly built house. Nobody lived there but before us.
Let's talk about that.
Because
we don't have a lot of people. We had one in our life where we had a newly built house.
Okay.
I remember my dad taking us, and they're like, we're like, what's this? He's like, that's the foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
And the dirt and everything.
Yep.
We're going to play with that.
2249 Norbridge Avenue, Castro Valley, California.
Wait, hold on. This was your childhood home right
That's
here.
That's my childhood home from
2824 Norbridge Avenue. So how old are you when you get here?
I moved into that house when I was probably fourth grade.
Okay.
Until I got out of high school.
Does it look the same?
It's the same house.
And your bedroom's where? Above the garage? Okay,
see the front door? Above the window right there.
Yeah.
No, that's the living room. The window right there. My grandma and her sister, my aunt, stayed in that house.
Okay.
The window up there to the left of that, that's my bedroom window.
That's your bedroom window.
And the left, and that's my parents' bathroom window.
Could you ever sneak out of that house? Did you
Constantly.
Sneak out?
Constantly.
How'd you do it?
You come down here to the living room. And you sneak out through the sliding door. Then you come down, and then you go out the gate.
Was that patio always there and stuff?
We built a patio, but a new patio.
Can you put your mic up a little bit closer?
Oh, shit, I forgot it was on TV.
No, you're good,
I done went back down memory lane. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's what I want. I love it.
Then my friend Janet Boykin lived in the house next door. I'd sneak out that door right there.
And where would you go?
Are you looking at this, Melissa? I'm probably. What could you be doing more important than looking where I used to sneak out the fucking house?
I can do two things at one time.
No, you can't. You have to pay attention to what I'm saying. And then, Janet Boykin lived over there.
This is Janet Boykin's house?
That's Janet Boykin's house.
And where are you going
and
when you sneak out?
She's black, too. So there's the two blockers right there.
Oh, they kept you guys together
you know
so they
could
watch you easy.
Segregating us. It was, and it is. But I really want to go. I've pulled up there a couple of times. I used to walk that way to go to school. I knew the lady who lived there. And then I can't tell you about the boy who lived over there. It was terrible. But I used to go over that house right there and kick it.
So you had a lot of neighborhood kids your age in this neighborhood
Well, sort of, when you walked to school.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't playing with a bunch of them, but I had a couple, you know.
Where are you going when you sneak out of the house at night?
Back to Oakland.
Well, oh, you, damn.
I would take the bus.
You're not just running around a neighborhood. What do you mean? You
ain't took nothing the going bus. On, ain't nothing going on in the neighborhood. How old were you?
How old were you?
Old enough to sneak out and catch a bus and be back before my father got up at 5 o'clock.
No.
In the fucking
that's not running away, girl. That's not running away.
You took a bus and got back before he left for work?
Before 5 o'clock in
the
morning.
And are you sneaking back in the same way?
Yes. And a couple of times I almost got busted. You know, it's terrible. So, yeah, I did do that.
Now, let me ask you this. You're adopted, you said, here. Are there any other kids in this house, or are you
by yourself at this point?
Okay. But you don't know what it's like to live with seven other siblings because you were just a baby.
But I would go back, like I'm going in August. We have a family reunion every 2 years. It used to be every 5 until the old people started dying off. We're like, we better... Better speed this up. And so now we do every 2 years before everybody croaks the fuck out. And we're going in August. But so when I would go to, the one thing they did do was let me know I had siblings. Let me know what happened. So then I would go in the summers and I would go in and see them. So I know what it's like.
So your summers were, did you drive or fly?
Back then we would drive.
You would drive to Arkansas?
Uh-huh, from California.
And what kind of car are you taking there?
A Chrysler. Everything was Chrysler.
Everything?
Everything was Chrysler.
Chrysler what? Do you remember? Is it a wagon? Did you sit in
this
seat?
No. I don't know what it was. Regular Chrysler. My mom had a Barracuda.
Whoa, for real? She's a Hemi lady?
Yeah, but I wrecked that. It was the white one.
Oh, man. My brother had
a white one, too.
My mom
had that car. She didn't deserve that car.
This is crazy. So my brother had this same car.
If I had that bitch now, the money I could get. It's classic.
Oh, yeah. He had the same car.
Yeah, but I got hit on the...
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
What?
That's supposed to be my intro.
You're not on the show, Elisa, but nice try. Anyway.
They edited this out.
No, leave it in.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother had, on the back it said RT. And it stood for road and track.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
My brother got one of these from a guy. And
Barracuda, baby.
It put it right in our driveway. We had a gravel driveway, okay, a little gravel driveway, and we were in this shitty little apartment. Me and my two brothers lived together.
Oh my God.
By ourselves in high school.
That's the first car I ever wrecked. I wrecked a few more.
Every day, they'd come home and try to start this thing. They couldn't start it. Every day. They're on the hood. Every day, it became... So I would just get some beers, and I'd sit on the porch, and my entertainment became watching these assholes try to get this car started.
That thing said for $500.
And now it can be yours for $2
million. $2 million.
You better look at that car. So
oh, wow,
one day, my buddy Jim Grindstaff, we're sitting there. We're 18. We're having beers on the porch, just like you and me.
Raised at?
In Maryland. This is in Maryland. And they fired up.
They fired up the car?
Oh, and it sounded. So we were like, oh, it's been months of them trying. Yeah. This is our after school.
This is very giving me summer of 42 vibes.
We're like, oh, hell yeah. And then it died out. We're like, oh, let's go. So everybody in the neighborhood gets it. We're trying to push it to pop start it. Motherfucker never started.
Now you got to get the car.
It was one time. And then he got rid of it. Now I wonder where that thing is. Crazy.
I know what
happened for him now. What'd you do?
I ran a stop sign. Somebody hit me on my passenger side. Then I had to drive home, and I tried to hide it from my parents. So I parked it across the street.
Nuh-uh.
So the side was fucked up. Not slick at all. What's across the street from the house in Castro Valley? A freeway. Bitch, you can't park over here. So
that's back when a car could take a beating like that, and you could still drive
was
it home.
Steel.
Yeah, you could still drive
you,
it home.
You hitting these cars now, you're sitting on the ground, splinters.
I was asking you stuff, too. Tell me about sneaking into theaters. You snuck out of the house. Were you sneaking in movie theaters?
Absolutely. The Eastmont 4.
What was your method? Tell me your method.
Okay. The Eastmont 4, Oakland, California, Eastmont Mall. The movie? Lady Sings the Blues. Five of us
is that
go.
The Billie Holiday movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Five of us go. Two of us got money. The other three broke as fuck. You go and you buy your popcorn, and you can tell the person, because it's in a mall, I got to get my mom, you know, whatever. You come back, but you give your ticket to somebody. Back here with your popcorn. Now they got a ticket, and, you know, there's ways. I'm a scam artist. Don't forget it.
And then you sneak in and watch your movies?
Yes. And you stayed all day because now that you're in, it's the Eastmont 4. There's four theaters. Yeah, you got to hop. You're in the movie theater from 10 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. Boop, 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 boop.
So you're buying one ticket and you're getting all of them and everybody's
all day,
rolling.
All
that's
day,
that's
all
smart,
day.
Yeah.
And the parents didn't even give a fuck where we were now that I think about it.
Yeah, as long as you're in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First boyfriend. It's all in this house is boyfriends and everything. Who's your first boyfriend? Like you liked. Who you liked?
I
Not
like
the
guy,
this guy likes me.
I liked a guy nobody liked, as per usual. I think his name was Stevie Higgins. And I think the song, what was the song? There was a song that was like our song. I think it was by Blue Magic. I don't none of y'all remember Blue Magic. What was this song? I can't remember, but there was a song. Something about David.
Bring up Blue Magic, Kirsten.
Oh,
see.
Jesus.
Where?
Just don't want to be lonely.
Yeah.
I think that was one of our songs. But that's not who I gave the head to, though. Okay. This is why I sucked this guy's dick. First of all, he was my friend's brother. He was super, super cute. This is back in big Afro days, Soul Train look. And he was from Ohio, but he lied and told me that he was one of the Ohio players.
Oh, okay.
And I loved the Ohio players. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, what?
Not enough if you didn't know you really
I loved the music. I didn't know what the fuck they looked like. I do now, but I wasn't paying attention to the album cover. Everybody had an afro. They all looked like Jackson 5. Oh my God. See, I used to love the guy. The guy on the right, he played the horn.
Top right?
Uh-huh, he played the horn.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy with the afro, almost to the left, the Sugarfoot, loved him. The guy on the left played the drums. I had a big old crush on him. And I remember the other guys, but I was really just concerned with the top row. And
start.
So the guy told me he was one of the Ohio players. I was like, you are? Oh, my God.
How old are you?
None of your business. Too young to be sucking a dick, I tell you that. I think they call
best
it.
Answer I've think, ever heard
I think they call it statutory rape now.
Oh God! Oh God!
We'll cut that part.
Oh my God!
You gonna cut it? You
too
punk?
Young to
you're
be
scared?
Sucking
you're scared?
A dick.
too young to be sucking a dick. Tell you that.
No,
I'm sorry. Never. No, don't ask.
No, we're
look,
not
don't
cut that
no,
out.
No, okay.
Just
okay.
The statutory rape part. Just the statutory rape part.
I mean, it's 40, 50 years ago. Okay, okay, all right.
Oh, my
God. You're editing. You're going to have a lot of work to do, girl.
Oh, man.
Between these two shows, you're going to have a lot of work to do.
Oh, God.
All right, let's go.
Woo. All right, well, if we're going there, is that your first sexual experience then? Like, had you been messing around with boys a little bit before that, kissing, making out, that kind of thing?
Well, I think the thing that was popular back in the day was finger banging.
Mm-hmm.
You let somebody put their hand in your panties and put a finger up in your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. Whatever happened to that?
Let me bring
that back.
Well, it's happened back in the way, man.
I'm inappropriate.
Oh,
what can
no,
I say?
It didn't need to be G-rated at all. No. No.
I asked what were the restraints before I sat down.
What's your first car? What's your first car?
A Plymouth Arrow. Tangerine orange Plymouth Arrow. I bet you don't find that motherfucker.
Let's see. There
that's
it is.
That bitch right there. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. That's her. Wait. Okay, I'm going to sit back down.
No, go ahead.
Look, that's me.
That was what you had?
Yes. That's
look
my
at that.
First car when I
I've
was
I've never
16.
Heard of the Plymouth Arrow, and yeah, I know cars.
Don't forget
I, don't know
I
that
was
one.
A privileged black girl with equestrian lessons and shit like that. and swimming lessons and everything back in the day. Ballet. Tap. Yes.
So this was your first ride here. Who bought this for you? Was this something you earned? You saved money?
No, I earned no money.
Was it new when you got it?
New.
Yeah. Whoa. You had a brand new car.
More than one.
Well, did you?
Mm-hmm. Fucked them all up.
What was how'd you crash this one up?
That one I crashed when I was coming from work at where? A bank. In the Bay Area. And I was really sleepy. And I think we had had a Christmas party, but I wasn't really drinking. But I was about to go over to San Mateo Bridge because we now lived in a different part of Hayward. I was going to San Mateo Bridge and I fell asleep and hit a street light. And that's why I got a scar here.
Is that right?
I got a scar here.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had scars on my knees because I could have killed myself. Yeah, I fucked that one up in the next car, too. And I think the one after that. That's why I have drivers now.
Well, you dropped swim lessons and equestrian lessons. Tell me about these equestrian lessons.
Well, I didn't have a horse, but my white friends did.
Oh, so you go someplace and ride?
Yeah, they had. Yes, I would go ride for sure. And I
what made you want to start? My little nephew does that. Nobody in our family rides horses, deals a
I'm
horse.
I'm from Arkansas, basically.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they grew up riding horses bareback out there.
Okay.
They can ride at a young age.
So you're going down in the summers and seeing that, and then you come back and you want to do it?
No. I was just in the valley, Castro Valley, with my white friend, and they were riding horses, and I wanted to go ride with them. But then it came in handy when I went back down south.
Ah,
I could ride.
Okay.
I could still ride.
Did you like it?
Yes, I do like it, but I don't think the horse enjoyed it because I got a little weight. You know, I have tried to step up in a stirrup before and the whole ass saddle go zoop up under the horse. I'm like, fuck. And crazy glue this bitch down.
Were you like just doing it to do it, or did you race? Did you compete?
No,
did you
do any of that sort of stuff? Just doing it to do it. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. And swim lessons. You took swim lessons?
Absolutely. Swim lessons, ballet, piano.
Really?
Tap.
Were these things you wanted to do, or were you put in them?
I put in them.
You were put in them?
Yes.
What ones did you not like?
None of the shit.
You didn't like any of it?
No. Because I wanted to play what I wanted to play on the piano, and they were making me learn classical shit. Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to play that.
So it wasn't necessarily that you didn't like piano. It's like you didn't like what you were being
taught. I love
piano.
I wish I still played, but I have a mental block now from Bach and Beethoven.
What about, tell me about vacations. What are you guys doing for family vacations?
Most of the time, we would just go down south and visit family. And
did you ever fly anywhere? Did you ever take one?
Yeah,
you remember?
I've been flying since I was young. Yes, yes.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I don't remember. I think we flew to Texas. You know, where was black folks going in the 60s? We wasn't going to Dubai. Shit. We was going to fucking Texas. You know? Everything was Texas, whether you drive or fly. Going back to Texas. Everything was Texas. Texas and Arkansas. I didn't know there was any place else to go.
There were three states.
I didn't know there was no place else to go. But let me tell you, though, we were driving. We were driving. My father, my mother were co-pilot. He's drinking the whole time.
She would be?
No. He would be. She would fix him a cocktail. He driving. She drinking. The car smelled like Corbell. Smoking cigarettes, gun under the fucking seat, with a basket of food. Because now I'm always just thinking we have a basket of food just because it's convenient. But actually, back in the day, unless you had a green book, which would tell you where black folks could eat, you would bring your food because you couldn't eat everywhere. That happened in my lifetime.
Whoa.
Yeah, we had the food.
Okay, so these are we don't serve your kind.
That's right. And, your daughter can't pee here either.
Whoa.
At the gas station.
You've had that experience before?
Yeah.
So you bring your own food and so you don't starve.
Right. And so you don't, and so you can eat.
Yeah.
Every place wasn't. If you have a green book, which I have one in my house right now, the green book is a book.
Will you look this up, Chris? I've never heard of the green book.
The green book is a book that black people have that show you places that will serve black people.
Okay.
Hotels that will accommodate you. Let's see if you pull this bitch up.
Let's see it.
The Negro Motors Green Book.
Holy shit. How am I 51? How is this never taught in school?
Let's see. Why don't you ask? Never mind.
Ask the Florida governor.
Ask the president of the United States of America.
Or all my white teachers.
Not president. Ask the former president.
Wow. So this book is
a,
hey.
I have that book in my home right now.
How old is that book? From the 50s, 60s?
Definitely from the breakfast.
So this is a, hey, if you're traveling across the United States, these are places that are safe for you to eat.
That's right.
You won't get killed because you want a meal. That's
And places you can stay.
Oh, hotels as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't teach it. People are not will not receive it. And it's just like there's a bunch of white things that y'all do that I don't know what the fuck it is. And there's a bunch of black things that we do that y'all don't know what the fuck it is. My sister over there, Ileana, she Mexican. God knows they got a bunch of shit we don't know what the fuck.
We'll book y'all.
What the fuck are you doing? What is elote?
Y'all just mayonnaise and corn over there.
What? Shit's the most delicious shit you ever had in your life. Nothing but carbs and fat. Yep. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Wow, that's what I learned something new today for sure. I never,
you didn't have any black friends when you were growing up?
Tons. I have tons of black friends. I've done this show for
because they don't keep it real and tell you what the real years, shit is.
I've never heard of this.
Well, when
that's
you want to learn some more black history, keep talking to me because I grew up with the Panthers too.
Are you doing that?
I wasn't a Panther.
No, but were you influenced by it?
I was influenced.
Were you wanting to be?
I think I am one.
You are? Mm-hmm. Like an honorary, or you just accidentally got nominated?
No, I just said it myself. Fucking Black Panther, bitch. The Panthers were doing good things in Oakland. Mm-hmm. This is before they tried to lump the Panthers with the SLA. Do you remember the SLA? Remember when Patty Hearst got kidnapped?
Yeah.
And when they burnt them all to the ground in LA? Right. But that wasn't the Panthers, though. And the Panthers, when I was growing up in Oakland, they were getting the breakfast program.
That's Huey P. Newton, right?
Yes, they had the breakfast program to feed kids that that didn't have a meal in the morning. They were walking women to and from classes on campuses so they wouldn't get raped and fucked up. They were doing good stuff.
Is that a prominent thing when you're in high school? Like, are they...
This wasn't a school thing.
I mean, when you're in high school, is that like the age where you're starting to learn about this sort of thing and the Panthers and stuff?
More like elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Because that's when the breakfast program was going on. I wasn't, you know, my people had money, but I wasn't privy to it, but I knew it was happening. And then they would give away bags of food and stuff like that. I mean, I could see it. It was right there.
What kind of student were you in school?
A pretty average student, you know. I made pretty good grades because I was under a lot of pressure to do that. And like I said, I got a degree, so, you know, I was an average student, though. You know, I get a couple of C's every now and then just when I'm fucking off. Most A's and B's, though.
You play sports at all in school?
I sucked at everything. Sucked at kickball, volleyball, tetherball, baseball. I accidentally signed up for cross country running, which I was trying to
be
on the track.
Accidentally?
I signed up for cross country accidentally. I meant to be a sprinter, not a long distance runner.
Oh, I see.
But we start out practicing. Next thing I know, we're fucking downtown. I'm like, why? Where? When we going back? Well, you're on cross country. You don't go back. We're running all over the city. Fuck. That's in the Castro Valley High School yearbook. It's Castro Valley High School yearbook.
Look that up, Kirsten Castro Valley High School. There you are.
Oh, my God, that's my yearbook. I got artwork in that yearbook.
Do you? Something you drew is in that yearbook?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, my head's going to explode. Please don't pull up my high school photos. Kirsten, I'll fuck you up. Jesus Christ, if you pull up my
right there on page 69.
That's my favorite number, by the way. No, you know, you get old enough, you don't do 69 no more. You be farting in people's faces. I'm done with that.
That's a young
people game. If you don't get your ass out from in front of my face, don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, my God.
This is not G-rated, just about growing up.
Poly purebred over there.
Lunel, thank you for doing this.
I love these because they remind me when there were no seatbelts.
Yeah.
Kids were flying all over the back of that car.
Cigarettes in them and everything.
I know, with the windows rolled
up. It's amazing we made it out.
I know.
Windows rolled up, raining, cigarette smoke, no seatbelt, drinking and driving.
Drinking and driving.
I mean, that's what we were just at the mercy of whatever was going on out there.
I know, right? How did we make it out? Praise God.
Thank you for coming and doing this.
Thank you for having me on the
One more time, promote. Please.
Okay, Hacks, season 1, 2, and 3 on HBO Max. You can check me out on Hacks. It's a wonderful show. Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club in Las Vegas every Sunday and Monday at 9:30 p.m. Kimmel'sComedyClub.com for tickets. And HeyLunell.com, my website, to see my tour dates. I may be coming to a city near you.
I love it. Go see Lunell live if you can, for sure. Come see me as well. Tickets are up on my website at RyanSickler.com.
Come see me.
RyanSickler.com. And follow me on social media, Ryan Sickler, on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Peace.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.